This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So I did tell you guys that I have a guest with me today. Her name is Karen Carstens. If I am pronouncing her name wrong, I am so sorry. So just to tell you about Karen, Karen is a model and she's just won one of the biggest competitions in modeling currently, and she's going to be telling us more about that. I don't want to mess it up, you know. I don't want to give you guys too much information. I'm going to let her take the stage right about now. How are you, Karen?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I am amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just jump straight into it. So just a brief explanation on who Karen Carstens is and where is she from. Am I pronouncing your surname right?
Yes, you are.
All right. Okay. So just tell us, who is Karen and where is she from?
I am an 18-year-old quadruple threat and I am from Valcom in the Free State.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
I thought that you from here in Durban. I didn't know that I'm interviewing someone from the Free State.
Yes, I am from the Free State.
Okay, so now talking about your modeling career, what inspired you to be part of that career?
I began doing modeling because I wanted to boost my confidence. Mm. But what I really love most about modeling is the sense of freedom that I have. The fact that I can be myself in front of the camera without any limitations, it keeps me coming back for more and just changed who I am and my vision. Mm. And I began to just learn more stuff about myself that I didn't know.
Okay, so now how many modeling competitions have you entered thus far since you started, like, from way back?
I've only been doing modeling for about 3 years and I've entered about 20 competitions.
Damn, girl, 20!
Yes.
Okay, so you've secured like 15 core bags and have won 3 medals. Has that been exciting for you? I'm sure it was, though.
It was definitely so exciting. My goal was actually just to secure at least 3 core bags. So when I got 15, I was so excited.
That is so amazing. And in 2021, you were modeling for a wedding expo. That is crazy. What was that like for you?
I loved every single moment of it, just being in front of the camera and meeting new people. It was amazing.
And for someone who is just 18 years old, modeling has taken you across the globe. I mean, that is a big flex. How many countries have you visited thus far?
I've only visited 2 countries so far, but my modeling has taken me all over South Africa, so I've seen many places.
Mm. Okay, now let's talk about being the face of SA High Schools in 2022 winner. How was that journey for you preparing for that, competing with other models? Did you think you were going to win?
It has been a very long journey, but I enjoyed every moment of it. And the girls that I was competing against, they were all so nice and supportive of each other. And I did not expect to win at all, but I accepted the win very humbly.
And now, I know that when you partake in modeling contests, you usually must engage with different communities and give back to the people. Are there any charities that you are involved in?
Yes. Usually my charity of choice is the Swamskang Projek. I collect clothes and it goes to the less fortunate people in my community. But at the end of September, there was a disaster in Jagersfontein in the Free State province where a mine dam broke. Mm-hmm. And about 200 households were flooded with mud and it left a lot of people homeless and without food.
Yeah.
So I started a fundraiser where I collect clothes and food and toiletries and animal food for the people of Jagersfontein, and we delivered it to Antoinette from Helping Hands and they distribute it to the community.
That I think that is absolutely amazing that you're giving back to the people. But like moving along to your 3 years of experience in being a model, have you ever had those few awkward moments while you're rocking the runway? Because you'd find that some people would fall off the stage or maybe the sole of the shoe just decides to come off. How have you dealt with some of those embarrassing moments?
There have been a couple of embarrassing moments, but most of the time when I'm standing backstage and there's a model she it's now her time to shine, and she falls, I get a little bit nervous because why did she fall? Is the stage slippery or something? But as soon as I get on stage, I don't worry about anything of that. I am in the zone, and when I walk, I just do my thing, and it doesn't matter what happens. I just continue as if it was all a part of the thing.
That is so amazing. Now, do you see yourself doing modeling in the long run, or will you be focusing on filming since like next year you'll be studying acting on film in Los Angeles?
Modeling is a part of who I am. It is something that I want to continue doing, even though I will be studying for acting. Yeah. I will always continue with modeling.
Okay, now what's been the most memorable moment of your career so far?
When I attended the International Modeling and Talent Association in America and secured 15 callbacks.
For sure. And what are you looking forward to in future, personally and professionally?
Personally, I just want to be doing what I love every single day.
Yes.
And professionally, I want to be on Vogue magazines, and I want to be modeling for high-end fashion designers.
Yes.
And I want the main character in a movie.
And how do you want people to remember Karen?
I want them to remember me as the girl who always went for it, who never doubted herself and always went for her goals.
Now, any words of encouragement to young girls who see you as their role model and those who also wish to be a model just like you?
Never let society standards define who you are. And if you want to pursue a career in modeling, always remember that confidence has no competition.
How do people find you on social media?
They can find me on Facebook. My username is Karen Carson, and my Instagram handle is x_Karen_x.
That is Karen Carson. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I wish you all the best with your future endeavors, man.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.